Hashgacha process of work down that I should speak today, that I can dedicate the shir in Nishmas, my father, Avi Mori, Ziyotzer is today, Tzvi ben Meir Nochem. He grew up, he didn't have an easy life because at 17 years old, first he experienced Kristallnacht, he was on his way to school, and he had to run for his life on the way to school, came home, and then a mob came underneath the apartment they lived. There was a Jewish furniture store. They were smashed everything in the store, and they were terrified. They would come upstairs. And then afterwards, he had to escape from the Nazis, and Baruch Hashem, him and his Mishpach were able to escape to England. He was 17 years old at the time. His younger brothers were able to become big Talmid Chachom and learn yeshivas, but he had to help support the family when he came. He wasn't able to learn yeshiva. Baruch Hashem was able to keep his emunah, raise a family, and his name Tzvi happens to be Gematria emunah, and Tzvi asked me, he wanted to mention it. So Tzvi is Gematria emunah. Is Gematria emunah, and happens to be, as the Yotzei today, Zayin Cheshvan is the day of emunah, because the Gemara tells us today is the day they start saying the same Talamotah in Eretz Yisrael, and the rain, Gemara in Tanis, comes only Bishchus emunah, so it brings the rain. It's also the Yotzei today of Meir Shapiro, which is unbelievable Hashgacha Pratis, because in today's daf, the Tosfos mentions Zayin Cheshvan. So it's amazing, on his Yotzei, it mentions Zayin Cheshvan, his Yotzei Zayin Cheshvan, on the day in today's Tosfos. It's also the Yotzei today of Mr. Rosenberg, the person who brought sharpness to America. Before him, sharpness was a mace mitzvah. Nobody kept sharpness, no knew too much about sharpness, and he went around spreading sharpness, teaching people how to check for sharpness, and he asked, he didn't have any children, that people should learn the Mishnah in his chus on the day of his yahrzeit. I think he has unbelievable chus, and even without that, the fact that everybody's keeping sharpness is all in his chus. This week's parasha begins with Lech Lecha, and in Sforim it says, Lech Lecha, you can touch the words, Lech Lecha, go into yourself. Look who you are. Look at your talents. Look at your capabilities. Look what you can accomplish in life. Do all you can do, which is exactly what Avraham did. Every person has to look what they can accomplish in life. There's a famous story of Naftali Amsterdam, the Talmud of Yisrael Slanta. He said to Yisrael, Rebbe, if only I had the midas of the Rebbe, and of the cup, the head of the Shagas Arya, and the heart of the Yisraeli Sherish Avoida, and then I'll be able to accomplish, I'll be able to be over Hashem properly. And Rishon Slander said to him, Nein, Rebbe Naftali, with your head, with your heart, your midas, that's how you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this Chassidic world, they have a very similar story of the Rebbe Zisha said, I'm not worried when I come up to Shemaim if they ask me why I wasn't like the Baal Shem Tov. They're not going to expect me to be like Baal Shem Tov. But I'm worried they're going to say, why weren't you Rebbe Zisha? You have to be and accomplish what you could be according to you are. And in last week's parasha, we see that Eila toldos Noach. Who were the toldos of Noach? Noach. Noach, he produced Noach, who he was supposed to produce, who he was supposed to be. He accomplished. The Moshe, we know, grew up in Paro's palace. And he saw what was going there. Yigdal Moshe went out, saw the struggles of the Yidden. And one day he sees an Ishmitri hitting a Yid. So Vayif and Kovachoy look this way and this way, and he hit the Ishmitri. He killed the Ishmitri. Rav Meir Shapiro, it's Yotzei today. He explains what is Vayif and Kovachoy. Simply means he looked around. If anybody, nobody's looking, he says a very interesting pshat. Vayif and Kovachoy. He looked on this side of him and this side of him. Moshe looked at, on one hand, I grew up in the palace. I grew up as a prince, part of Paro's household. On the other hand, I'm the son of Amram, of the god of Ador. Where do my loyalties lie? He saw an Ishmitri hitting a Yid. Well, whose side am I on? Vayari saw Kiein Ish. You can't be a person with divided loyalties. You have to define who you are. Vayach Esa Mitri. He killed, destroyed that Mitri. Any Shaykhs he had to Basis Shapari destroyed and became who he was. And that's what we all have to do. We have to get rid of the mitri in us, the laziness that holds us back, the lack of confidence that holds us back, the lack of effort that holds us back. they say how they catch monkeys in India. They put a box in the jungle, a wooden box, and there's a thin slit. And in the box, they put their walnuts. So the monkey comes, and he slips his hand through that slit, and then he tries to pull out with the walnuts, but he can't put it out because his fist is now too big. And he can stay there an hour, 2 hours, and then the hunter comes and catches him. All he had to do was to let go of the nuts. And similar in life, all we have to do is let go of the nuts, let go of the things that hold us back from accomplishing life. Because every one of us could do so much more if we just put in that effort, realize what koichos that we have. And that is what Avraham does. In this parasha says, "Vayetzu leleches Eretz Kanaan." Avraham and his whole household went out to go to Eretz Kanaan. "Vayavoyu Eretz Kanaan," and they came to Eretz Kanaan. It would certainly sound strange to you if I said, "I left my house this morning to come here, and I came here." Of course, he left to go to Eretz Kanaan. He came to Eretz Kanaan. What's the pasuk telling us? Sopranos tells us the pasuk is teaching us something very powerful. You look in last week's parasha, and it says that Terach went out to go to Eretz Kanaan. He also did the same thing as Avraham. Vayavoyu at Choron. He didn't make it all the way. He stopped. He had a goal, but he didn't accomplish his goal. So the pasuk tells us this week, Avraham also made a goal to Eretz Kanaan, but he went and he accomplished it. Vayavoyu at Kanaan. We have to make goals in life, and we have to make sure that we accomplish them.